After the mass shooting in Parkland, Florida last year, the legislature formed a commission on school safety to evaluate operational and facility needs. Park City School District Business Administrator Todd Hauber says the elementary schools are on track with entryway upgrades and visitor check-in systems. Perimeter fencing is also in place for all four elementary schools. He says they've completed the design work on all the secondary schools and they're ready to pull together the contractors. KPCW's Leslie Thatcher asks about her recent visit to the high school.
Because I just walked in a side door and walked right in. I mean, and nobody asked me anything. I had to go to the office because I had to find out where I was going.
So in that case, we haven't put all those measures in place. And so we have a lot of behavioral management and change in attitudes that will need to take place at all the schools, because there are those who are helpful. You know, they see someone outside and say, oh, you know, they want in, I'll let them in. And we have to change that mindset that, well, no, the way in is through the front entrance. It may be inconvenient, but that's for security purposes. We need you to come in through the front doors and check in.
Hauber says they're looking at locking systems, allowing administration to lock all exterior doors from a single switch, and they are considering more security cameras. About half of Park City High School students opt out of taking standardized tests. House Bill 118 would allow teachers to use incentives to get more students to opt in on standardized tests.
So if an incentive isn't put in place, then you know, you're still free to opt out. So we'll have some policy conversations as to how that might be implemented at the school district, whether the teachers will be expected to have a standardized test as part of their grading structure. The question then becomes, you know, how rigorous will we make that for our teachers? Will that be a required part of their curriculums? Will it not be?
Currently, Utah schools are given letter grades each year that are partially based on the results of standardized testing. There is a bill to eliminate that practice and use other means for evaluating a school's academic performance. Last year, Governor Gary Herbert made a plea for more people to pursue teaching careers. There's a bill this year to require all schools perform teacher exit interviews. Hauber says they are already taking place in the Park City School District.
So right now, we capture it. We understand our dynamics in our area, but we're not reporting that out to the state legislature or to the State Board of Education. This bill just make sure that those surveys take place and that they get communicated up the line.
House Bill 168 would require seatbelts on school buses purchased after 2020. There's a study committee looking at school bus crash data to determine if they would make students safer. Hauber cites a couple of accident scenarios that make it a complicated decision.
Where some serious bus accidents took place, and had seatbelts been on those buses, those students would have, you know, fared better. In Utah, we have our own experience. In Juab County, there was a school bus accident in which the students, because of the nature of the accidents, were thrown forward in their seats, and so their heads were down below the seats, and a piece of debris came right through the bus, and it would have decapitated the children had they been in a seatbelt. So it's now you're looking at, well, what type of accident are we trying to mitigate and improve the situation for students on the buses?
Hauber says there is no fiscal note attached to the bill, which means if it passes, school districts would cover the costs of the new seatbelt regulations. The school district has decided to use propane-fueled buses for future purchases. They are thought to be able to handle the hilly geography and are more cost-effective, in addition to running cleaner. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.